podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. Hey, y'all, what's good? So we're in for another podcast today. Today, I want to talk about the importance of being an educator in this time. As I'm entering into this new field and this new chapter of my life, I'm really seeing the importance of what it means to be an educator, okay? And being an educator doesn't mean that you're standing in front of someone, you're lecturing them, you're telling them what to do, you're saying, this is what you got to do, this is how you do it from A to Z, and blah, 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 and step by step. That is not what an educator is. An educator is someone who is taking the time in their personal life to develop professionally, intellectually, mentally, emotionally, and maybe even physically. But you're taking the time to develop who you are, and you're learning new skills, acquiring new tools. And then you're taking those tools and those new skills that you have now acquired, and you are teaching others about those skills, about those tools, and how to use them. You're teaching others, here's a tool, this is where it may be useful. But here's a tool, and ultimately, you decide what you're going to do with it. An educator is someone who is equipping someone else to be great, right? So as I'm entering into this new field, I'm really starting to understand that to be a great educator, I have to start with me. And I know I've talked a lot about self-care, I've talked a lot about education, but when I look at it, it is so much more. It is a very large picture, right? So reading books, listening to other podcasts, that's a big thing for me. Even though I have my own podcast, I listen to the NPR. I listen to various different podcasts, right? Because those podcasts also give me insight into what's happening in the world, into what things I should be doing more research on so I can expand my knowledge, so I can expand my thought processes. I have to be listening to other podcasts and not just my own voice. And I think we get caught up sometimes in being educators that we're like, oh, this is my voice. This is my voice. I want to utilize my voice to tell others about all these great things. But it's like, yeah, you have a voice, but are you educating yourself on the topics that need to be talked about? Are you learning how to be anti-racist? Are you learning the difference between isms and discrimination, for instance? What's the difference between racism and discrimination? What's the difference between sexism and these different categories of topics, right? So really understanding, what is an ism? How does it apply? What is power? How do power dynamics play into the topics of conversations that I'm having, right? So it's very important that we are taking that time to really hone in on these complex ideas. And because there's a lot going on right now, there is a lot of things happening in the world, and your attention will be pulled from left to right, up, down, sideways, diagonal, horizontal, vertical, whatever you want to call it. Your attention will be pulled so far because we're so immersed in social media. Social media has become this big component of our lives. And we often spend 6-7 hours on social media and then say, where's the time gone? Well, here's a newsflash. The time is gone on that little finger scroll that you was doing on social media. That's where all your time went. So we need to take the time to sit and recalculate and reorganize and reevaluate. What are our goals and purposes in life? What are we trying to do? Are we trying to be an educator? Are we trying to be a leader? Because if that's the case, we need to be spending more time reading. We need to spend more time researching. We need to be spending more time engaging in uncomfortable dialogue. We need to be spending more time challenging the norms rather than scrolling through social media. And it's easier said than done, because when you're in this set kind of schedule or you have your routine, everyone's used to scroll. That's all we're doing, right? We're so used to that. But now we have to unlearn those negative behaviors that are hindering us from being our great selves. And so this is what I'm giving to you today and what I want to end with today. As I'm entering the field of education, and I myself am becoming an educator and learning more about what it means to be an educator and how I stand tall and how I identify as an educator and how I come strong to my profession and how I stand in allyship and how I educate myself and how I become great as an educator and how I empower others as an educator. I empower them by giving them tools and providing them with the skills and teaching them about the skills they may need to be great, right? So they can go on to be educators, leaders, doctors, lawyers, whatever they set their heart and mind to. Because I truly believe when the world tells you no, you respond back with no. You may have told me no, but I'm not going to do what you say. I am going to be great. I am going to challenge the norms. I am going to define the odds. That doesn't mean my journey's gonna be easy, right? That doesn't mean that I'm not gonna have a difficult time or I'm gonna have moments where I slip up and I may feel down and I may cry. But that means that I am doing my absolute best, that I am putting 100%. And if I'm not putting 100%, I'm being honest with myself. I'm gonna say, hey, today, you know what? There's a lot going on. And I'm not going to be able to put 100%, but I'm going to be able to put 70% today. Or you can say, hey, you know what? There is way too much happening in my life, and I'm only going to be putting 10% today because that's as much as I can handle. And that is okay. We need to be patient with ourselves as we are embarking on this journey. So, as you continue on in your daily life, as you continue on during this dual pandemic, and when I say dual pandemic, I mean that we are battling racism as well as the coronavirus during this time, as you are trying to navigate the confusion, the concerns, the pain, and all of these different emotions that are arising as we're trying to navigate our spaces today within our families, within our friends, within our personal lives, within so many different aspects and realms of what we call life, I want you to remember something important. The key here to being great, to taking that next step, is unlearning negative behaviors, unlearning negative mindsets, unlearning negative stereotypes, unlearning negative language. The key here is to unlearn. Unlearn those things. Unlearn it. If it is hindering you, unlearn it. If it is taking away from your productivity and your peace, cut it off. Unlearn it. You have to be willing to unlearn. And unlearning is not going to be a quick overnight journey, but it is going to be one that it requires a constant thought, a constantly checking of who you are and what you do, and constantly observing the things around you and calling people in and calling people out when you need to. That is what unlearning is. It is a complex idea that is important for change. So remember, everyone, to unlearn so you too can be great. And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.